It's Press Pass with John Maroon of Maroon PR.
Get the inside scoop on what's going on behind the scenes of this week's hottest sports topics
on 105.7 The Fan.
It's Wednesday, 2:20-ish here on the Bob and Rob Show. Bob Haney, Mark Zeno in for Rob Long today. That means John Maroon's joining us from Press Pass. Johnny, what's up, buddy?
What's happening, fellas? How we doing today?
We're doing all right. Special guest joining us today. Let's get right to it. Welcome him in.
Yeah, we have a very special guest joining us today. And let me see if I got all this down. He's a 12-year Major League veteran. He's helping his brother run the Ripken Universe as co-chairman and executive VP of Ripken Baseball. He's an analyst on MLB Network. He's got a show on Sirius Radio. His daughter just hit 1,000 points in high school hoops. I don't know what else he's got going on. Bill Ripkins joins us. Billy, thanks for taking some time today.
No problem, Red. And, you know, you should know all that. You wrote it. You're our PR guy.
I want to make sure I didn't forget anything. Speaking of the PR guy, I mean, Friday night, the annual Cal Ripken Senior Foundation Aspire Gala is taking place here in Baltimore. It's become one of the biggest, if not the biggest, fundraiser in Maryland every year now. It's really grown, eighth year now, and we got some special people being honored. Tell everybody a little bit about the gala.
Well, as you pointed out, I mean, this is something that probably went beyond, you know, myself and Cal's dreams as far as doing this concern. But this is our main fundraiser, and what we do is we try to help kids, and it seems like it's a simple and message that we can throw out there. What do you do to try to help kids? We try to give them a chance, and we're dealing with some kids that I like to say, John, that, you know, the best thing about growing up Ripken is we had a stable house. We had mom and dad always there for us, and most of the kids that we target, you know, don't have two at home. Some of them don't have one at home. You know, they might have an uncle, an aunt, a grandmother that takes care of them. And we try to help them and give them a chance by doing some things through the foundation. And this gala is our biggest fundraiser. And you were talking about our guest Friday night. Mark Teixeira is joining us. We're honoring him. O.J. Brigance, we're honoring him and some friends of ours that are on the board that do some great things with us, Jay and Patty Baker. So it's going to be a great night Friday night.
Thanks, Billy. It is a great night. It's a great time all had by all. And for those of you who don't know who Jay and Patty Baker are, they're the founders of a little old store called Kohl's. So they are really special folks, very philanthropic in nature, and should be a great night. Let's talk a little baseball, Bill. I mean, I can't believe it. The Super Bowl's over, and sights have quickly turned towards spring training and the start of baseball season. From your perspective, I mean, it looks like the Orioles are, you know, it's going to be another year of kind of building up and rebuilding. Buck is out there, you know, talking the talk and trying to get people ready for the season. They're going to be celebrating 20 years at Camden Yards. But if you're an Oriole fan, I mean, it's going to be another challenging year. From your perspective, what do you look for from them?
Well, it is going to be challenging. I don't think that that's a secret. You know, the way that the divisions are set up and the Orioles being in the AL East, that means they play the four teams in their division 72 times. That's 90 for everybody else out there. And it just so happens the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Rays, and the Blue Jays are good. So when this is the, you know, kind of thing on paper, they don't stack up. I think if you're an Oriole fan, though, you need to be excited about some people on your team. I really think the emergence of Nick Markakis being that everyday star-type player, Matt Wieters winning the Gold Glove behind home plate, you got Adam Jones in center field, Hardy kind of came in and did some things, Reynolds hit some home runs and is going to provide some power as well, but you got to look at the pitching staff and what are you going to do when you're building to the future. I think there are some young arms. I think they took their lumps last year, but hopefully in the learning process that goes on in the big leagues, these guys will be able to establish themselves and start getting people out on a more regular basis. But there are pieces. The problem is their pieces are playing in a division that is really tough to play in.
It is Press Pass here on 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Mark Zeno joining us. John Maroon, of course, from Maroon PR. Special guest via the Alpaca Ford Hotline is Bill Ripken, MLB Network, former Oriole. Everybody knows his story here. And Bill, I'm 47 years old, born and raised Baltimore, Oriole fan since birth. I remember back in the day, in the glory years. I'd say to out-of-town people like Zeno, hey, who's your favorite team? I'd go Orioles, and people would say, that's great. They're awesome. Now people go, I'm sorry to hear that. As the years pass, how much harder is it for you to convince some of the younger fans that, yes, the Orioles were, in fact, pretty good at baseball?
Yeah, and the hard part of that is when you just said the younger fans. You're my age, so we knew what the Orioles were once upon a time. But, you know, when you're starting to deal with these kids that are 15 years old and never seen a 500 team in that neighborhood, it's tough. It really is. And they can only hear so many stories. I hope things get rolling in the right direction. And if Baltimore can get back to that 81-81 mark, and I think several years back, I think we were under false impression and maybe false hopes that it was better than it was. If we can get back to the 81-81 mark, then you're looking at 8 wins above that to be legitimate now with this 5th possible playoff team or 5 teams in each league going. So the first step is the first thing. We've got to get 81-81. And then for the older fan like yourself, you'll start seeing people go back to that ballpark in droves if you can get there.
Bill, in the last 10 years since I've been covering this team, I've seen 3 to 4 different managers, 3 different GMs, and you keep cycling out in and parts, but the consistent part has been the fact that the ownership hasn't changed. I don't necessarily put it all on Mr. Angelos for the way things have gone, but obviously what they've been doing isn't working. Is there anything you can point to that needs to be a dramatic change?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think when you have a skid like this, it would be wrong to point at one aspect if you could. I think it's been a collective effort. I'm pretty sure over the years that the draft and development hasn't necessarily worked quite the same way that some other teams have done it. You know, when you look at Tampa Bay and what they've been able to spit out year after year, because when you finish down in the bottom of the heap, you get higher draft picks than everybody else. That's what the draft was originally put in place to do. And it seems that Tampa has done a really good job at being able to pull that off and draft and develop some of their homegrown people. And they haven't had the luxury or the money to keep some of those guys. People have left their thing, but they seem to keep it churning right now. So I guess when you look at the yesteryears of the Orioles and Eddie Murray, Cal came up through, Palmer was through, Flanagan was through. You know, these were players that were drafted and developed by the Orioles that came up and had long careers with them, and I think that's one of the missing pieces.
Well, listen, Bill, you know, that's a nice time of the year that this is. And hope springs eternal. Everyone's heading down, and it'd be nice if they can get off to a quick start like they did last year and maybe keep developing some of those guys, and maybe Brian Mattis bounces back into his old form and things start to turn forward. But I just want to thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day today. It was great catching up with you, and looking forward to seeing you Friday night at the Ripken Foundation Aspire Gala.
I'll be there, hopefully in rare form.
All right. Thanks, Bill. All right,
thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
All right. Here he is, Billy Ripken here from MLB Network, former Oriole, courtesy of the Alpaca Ford Hotline.
Usually when I'm in rare form, it's because I've been sauced.
Yeah. If I'm in rare form, I don't remember. I have to hear stories of said. But we digress. John Maroon, press pass. Let's get to baseball. You talk about hope springs eternal. And for the Texas Rangers, 2 years in a row, American League champions. But some news, concerning news, I would think, with Josh Hamilton. Earlier in the week, his second relapse from alcohol and drug addiction in the last few years. How does Texas try to nip this in the bud? And I guess more importantly, how does Josh Hamilton prove to people that he's not back on the road to despair?
Well, I mean, there's a lesson learned from Josh on how you handle certain situations, and he handled it beautifully. I mean, no excuses, no delayed reaction. You know, he had a setback, and anyone who has any understanding of drug and alcohol addiction knows that this is a lifelong battle. You're not cured. You're not better. You're living with it. You're living with addiction. And he fell off the wagon. He quickly got in front of the press, got to the fans through the media, and said, I screwed up. I made a huge mistake. And they were in contract negotiations, and he was quick to say, obviously, that's on the back burner. That's not what's important right now. From a PR perspective, Josh handled that really well. The Rangers handled it really well. And I'll tell you, people like Josh. They admire the fight he's going through, and they know he's a heck of a ball player. In a lot of ways, I think this can be galvanizing for the team.
We're talking about John Maroon. It's Press Pass here every Wednesday. And, John, looking at Major League Baseball right now, they are still trying to expand their playoff format. I'm not a fan of it just because I simply think it kind of makes the regular season less important because more teams are getting there. So with that being said, are you in favor of an expanded playoff in Major League Baseball?
That's a good question, Mark. I mean, I'm going to be wishy-washy on this one. Yes and no. I mean, look, you don't want to get to the point where it's hockey, with all due respect, where, you know, everybody's in, so you don't give a darn about the regular season. I do kind of like the idea that they're talking about a potential one-game playoff. That could add a little bit more excitement to it. I want to see kind of what the full proposal is. I think there's still some iterations being floated out there, but I'm not opposed to it on a really small level because I remember not liking the wild card when it first came out. I was opposed to the wild card. I think it's been a game changer for Major League Baseball. It's been awesome. And I was dead wrong on that, which I'm oftentimes wrong on a lot of these things. And so this might be the same sort of thing.
The problem with the one-game playoff that I have is there could be a disparity between 6 or 7 games between the team who's playing in the one-game playoff, and it's like, well, then I don't have to be 6 or 7 games better. Why bother?
It's a really good point. It's a really valid point. That's why I'm being wishy-washy. I'm not sure it's a great answer, Mark. I think you're analyzing it really well. But if it keeps a little more interest going but doesn't dilute the process, I like it. How you achieve that, it's going to take somebody a lot smarter than me.
John Maroon, Maroon PR. Tell everybody what's happening with the firm there, John.
Oh, good things happening over here, Bob. We're a full-service public relations and marketing firm in Columbia, Maryland, and you know, we serve clients in all sorts of realms, small to mid-sized businesses, nonprofit organizations, and less sports entities. So if you need help with your brand, you need help with your marketing, please give us a call.
Press Pass every Wednesday here on The Fan. John, it's always good to talk to you. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks,
fellas. Take care.